We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, back in the basement after a nice jaunt to Pittsburgh. If you ever go to Pittsburgh, I recommend going in at night. Fly in, you go under this tunnel, you have no idea where you are, everything's dark. You're like, where's the city? And then you go in this tunnel, and Pittsburgh emerges. Like Wakanda. It's just like there's lights everywhere. It's incredible. It was absolutely a great introduction into the city. A very fun trip in Pittsburgh for myself, despite the Packers losing, which I'll touch on a little bit on this episode. And I drank too many times, and I drank too many alcohols, and I'm not going to dump out every, you know, bottle of liquor in the cabinet, but I'm going to take it easy for a little bit. First comment into the chat on YouTube is "Go Cubs, go!" LOL. That's from Knights Templar. Yeah, I think what's interesting about this whole Brewers Cubs fallout with Craig Counsell being announced as the manager on Monday is what Brewers fans are talking about doesn't concern you. It doesn't concern you. We're having our own family meeting in our house. And for you guys to tell us how to react, how to feel, that Craig, you would have done this in your job, you don't get to do any of that. You celebrate that you have a manager and you're probably going to spend some money and, you know, good days are coming for you. You celebrate that. Pay no heed to what we're doing in our house. We're going through it. Leave us alone. You don't drive by somebody's house when they're having a family argument, knock on the door, and show off how great your life is. Just leave them alone. It costs you nothing to not be an asshole. Just leave them alone. So I want to say that off the bat. The council stuff has got me all fired up. The biggest part of that is it's just like, stop telling me how to feel. My thoughts on this are well known now. Craig Counsell lied to us. He used our fandom against us. And, you know, it's not about, some of the tweets that I'm getting on this, and we'll get to all the big news is apparently we hired Pat Murphy as the manager. And the Bucks won, thank Christ. Because I'm not Bucks, Twitter, Bucks Nation. You guys are a whole different breed of dumb right now. You guys are being real dumb. Wisco Texans fan says, your boss says to you, you get a bunch of 18-year-olds with no experience, and they pay half of your company, half of what a company who has better equipment and better code. Basically, it's a comparison. It's a cockamamie comparison to trying to equate counsel's job to a real job. There's only 30 of these jobs, okay? You can't compare. You can't ever, 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 ever compare a real job to a sports job. You cannot do it. So stop doing it. It is bothering the hell out of me. Educate yourself. Counsell just reset the market for managers. It wasn't just about him. He got $8 million to work an hour and a half from home, and now all the managers around the league can get bigger contracts. You think he gives a fuck? Sorry, Dan Shaney's children. You think he gives a You think he gives a shit? I'll dial it down. We'll go MA to PG-13. You think he gives a shit about what these other managers get paid? No. Not, and what's David Ross doing calling Craig? Craig should be calling David Ross. Unbelievable. So jumping around a little bit, that's not what I wanted to do, but just coming on here, and it does look like we have a new manager. The Brewers do. The Brewers are expected to name Pat Murphy their new manager. Murphy, Craig Counsell's former coach at Notre Dame, and he's been the bench coach since 2015. Is that right? I guess so. He's been here that long. Because I remember the first time that I met him or was around him, 2016. He was the manager in 2015 with the Padres. He was the manager in 2015 with the Padres. And he did this thing. He did he was the manager at the interview. He did a pregame interview. It's been a long weekend. He did a pregame interview and he just said, "Hey, who are you? What's your name?" You know, some of these managers, they get these jobs and it's like nobody's human anymore. But he treated everybody like they were human, and I really appreciated that. And I've always liked Pat Murphy for that reason. I'm very excited for Tim Allen, my friend Tim Allen, who's got a long-standing relationship with Murph. Still has him on the radio quite frequently, so that's an unintended haul for Tim Allen. So way to go there. Very excited for him for that. Again, welcome to the show. Packers lose. The Bucs won. The Brewers see Craig Counsell hired as the next manager of the Cubs. And then the Brewers just hired Pat Murphy. So even though the Bucs won, I'm going to start with a little more Pat Murphy. If you guys want to jump in on the stream, posting those links or comment, we can bounce around a little bit. I have some voicemails to play. I hope I can get those tonight. I'm going to try to do that. I'm also very fucking exhausted. It was just exhausted. We have this phrase where if you drink too much one day, you're undrunkable the next day, where you're not going to get drunk because you drink so much the next day. But I was unsoberable, and it's a bad example. I left a bad example to. I'm leaving a bad example now here. I'm leaving a bad example to my kid. I'm leaving a bad example to the city of Pittsburgh. I left a bad example to the third quarter, which I missed a couple plays. Don't tell anyone. Pat Murphy is the most Brewers hire ever. That's from Garrett. I'm not really sure what they should have done. I like the David Ross idea where you hire the guy that got fired. David Ross does still want to manage. I like that idea. I'll tell you, the only thing I don't really like about the Pat Murphy hire is that he's friends with Counsell. I don't want, when they exchange scorecards, I don't want it to be like a, look at you, look at me, look at us, look at us, look at us. I don't want it to be that. I want it to be bitter. I want it to be fueled with hate. I want it to be just unincensed pain and rivalry. We'll sell without him. I just want it to be really just aggressive. But it's Pat Murphy. It's Counsell's old coach. It's his buddy. He's probably one of the guys who he actually told about that. I don't know. I don't know when Counsell told him about this. Counsell interviewed with the Cubs on November 1st, long before he went to New York. Wow. Unbelievable. M Shark wants to know if I got some windburn. I must have. Yeah, we flew the plane. We had the windows open. They let us keep the windows down. Jake is excited. Packers tank is rolling, baby. Yeah, still got the 6th pick, I think, in the draft. Thought Jordan Love looked a lot better, and we're starting to see some improvement. So that is good. I'm still not ready to give him the Daniel Jones contract or whatever we have to say for a definitive spot on him. But he had some throws that were really impressive, and I was really impressed. I really was eager to see him play live because I wanted to see, like, the plays develop. Now, again, too much party beforehand. I'll have to watch the All-22. MC Lee, I actually like Pat Murphy. He's more stern than Counsell. Counsell learned everything he knew from Murphy, and now they'll be enemies. He can hate him just as much as we do. Now, like, even if, like, Toby or Horvat or Tim Shea. Like, if one of these guys goes and works for the game or some shit, I wouldn't not like him. Like, I like Billy. I like Tim. So you don't, because you guys know this. I hate that station. But no, the friendship's still there. And that's what Craig was really talking about. That press conference really pissed the hell out of me. His press conference, he keeps talking about these he keeps talking about these Brewer. You know, Freeman used to do that a lot, where he'd be talking about one team and then say another. And I was always so like, why do you always do that? I couldn't understand it. And now I do it all the time. And so I feel bad that I questioned him. It just, I don't know, I'm talking Brewers. I see I'm wearing a Packer hat. I said Packer instead of Brewers. I don't know. It is what it is. But he kept saying, like, I hope to keep those relationships. And this whole bullshit about him saying he was surprised, or I forget what the word he manufactured was. He underestimated the level of like reaction from Brewers fans. I mean, you can't pitch us on being a Brewer. Be involved. Like, he was involved in many of these games. He was at, you know, I know Cubs fans rip on us for being happy about it, but game 163, we don't have a World Series, dudes. Let us have that. So he was involved in all these, like, really high-profile rivalry games, and he just goes to the Cubs and thinks we're going to be fine with it, or we're going to be happy for him. Again, it's a totally different reaction, too, if it's White Sox, Mets, Rangers, Astros, anywhere. It's like, oh, fuck, Craig left. I guess we can be happy. You know, it's totally different. It's the Cubs. It's a fuck you to the Brewers fans. It really is. And if he's Mr. Brewer, how does he not see that more than anybody else? Fascinating. Fascinating how he missed that. And so I think that he's lying. I think that he's lying. He's trying to, you know, assuage the fan base. You could tell he doesn't want anything to do with Milwaukee no more. He's come now. He had to do a little breakout session with the Milwaukee media. Just seemed very annoyed that they were even there. This guy's like, oh, I could travel here. And then you don't be surprised when every TV station and radio station show up at your press conference. He seems so annoyed. Here's a little bit with him. He's on the media tour. Here he is on the Marquee Network with Boog Sciambi about an hour ago.
It was a great day. It was a day that, you know, almost like a day I needed for sure, because it gets you excited about being here. And just the energy you walk into the stadium, like, even though there's Winter Wonderland going on right now, but yep, you still walk into a stadium that's Wrigley Field and the history, and you feel it immediately. And that's the way you want to feel.
You know, I always talked about another thing. I think I talked about with Chuck about if I ever did like radio in Chicago, what I would say, like how I would justify that I was this Packer owner, Brewer fan, Bucks fan. How would I justify doing radio in Chicago? And he's saying all the shit that I would have said. Oh, there's so much history. I've always thought as a rivalry that, you know, we could respect walking around. It's like so great. Like, he's just saying all the same shit that you would say to quickly win a fan base over when you're trying to ignore the other one. He has so quickly moved on to his new family. It is just like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's an act that we all see through this time, and it sucks. It absolutely sucks. I do want to get to Tim Shea and he's not here is the problem. What I meant was I want to get the Tupelo Honey and take Tim Shea. Or I could take some of you guys. I heard a lot of people actually stop by this weekend at Tupelo Honey downtown Milwaukee. Again, when you go there, let them know that you are there because of the Bart Winkler show. You get 20% off your food up to 6 people. If you make a reservation, TupeloHoneyCafe.com, you can also put it in the notes and you get 20% off. So I'm going to try to go there later this week for work. That's for the rest of November. 20% off when you do that again through November. Tupelo Honey, corner of Clyburn and Broadway, across from the Milwaukee Public Market, just under the 794 there. You got all the good, you know, southern kind of charm kind of food. I had the sriracha chicken the other day. Got to try some of these. And I think what I'm going to try is they got a lot of great booze options. Champagne with pineapple and peach. But I'm gonna try some of the homemade Southern sodas the next time I go, since I'm going to take maybe a week off. And maybe a couple days. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Use Bart when you make your reservations.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So with Craig Counsell, I'll hit some more comments here, kind of bouncing around everything. Matt in the Falls says Griff must go yesterday. A lot of you guys are on that board. M Shark says it's Paul Henning's fault, which is why, I mean, I would discuss this more with my friend Paul Henning, who we've done radio shows with and have been friendly every time I saw him, but he blocked me. And I heard that he's blocking a lot of people. Taylor says, solid Bucks win tonight. Wasn't a heart attack finish this time. Let's keep that train on the track. With the Bucks, they did win over the Bulls. The issue here in this game was that the Bulls kept coming back. So the Bucks would take a nice lead, and then the Bulls would come back. And it was perfect for everybody on Bucks Twitter to panic. It was perfect for them to be kind of comfortable and then to freak out when the Bulls were having a comeback. So it was a nice little game that a lot of people got to tweet through their feelings from quarter to quarter because they lost to the Magic the other night. Thankfully, I saw none of that game, and I guess it was bad. I think, like, real quick on the Bucks, Dame Lillard just needs to start shooting like Dame Lillard. He is a 37% three-point shooter, and I believe he is, like, 28% with us this year from three. So that needs to change. Also, very bad from the field. 3 of 17. One of those was the three. He was 1 for 9. Had 12 points. Got to the line a few times. But another poor shooting night for Dame, which will come around. Giannis, 13 of 22. 8 of 14 from the stripe. 35 points on the night for Giannis. Middleton, 13. He's now fifth all-time on the Bucks scoring list with points. He passes Michael Redd. And he will soon pass Sidney Moncrief. And 500 more points, he could maybe hit big dog at some point. Kareem's number two, and of course Giannis one. But Chris Middleton certainly will have that number retired and just keeps adding to his accolades with a nice night tonight. And some nice defense late in the game from mids was good to see. Brooke with 11, Portis with 19. Nice first quarter again for him. Good to see Andre Jackson out there on his birthday, 5 points. And how about Marjan knocking down some threes? So a good night, a good ho-hum win. A little scarier than it needed to be at times, but Bucks still figuring things out. And I am not with the rest of Bucks Nation that thinks we should fire Adrian Griffin and hire Terry Stotts. Like, Henning must have some sort of thing with Stotts. He must know this. Like, he must know this guy or some shit. It's really quite unbelievable. Cone Roller is joining the show. Looks like we have a new Trader Joe's bag.
Festive.
Oh, a festive one. See, at first, I wasn't sure that it was going to be the real you because you didn't have your familiar bag, but I could tell that voice from anywhere. What's up, Cone?
Yeah, I think I threw the original one out accidentally.
But... you could probably get some money from someone in the Winklerverse for the memento.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to find it.
20 bucks? Shit, I'd buy it from you.
All right. Get in the DMs. The Craig Counsell presser, my biggest takeaway, first of all, fucking sucked seeing it. Second of all, it sounds like he knew nothing about the Cubs, had no idea they would even be interested, never did any like background on them. after a couple conversations with Jed Hoyer, he's like ready to go. He's signed up. I think he's on, like, he could be duped. He could be sold a false bag of goods, and the season could be a disaster for the Cubs.
Well, I hope so. I think that it was
that's
a bummer
the way I'm
that
open, at least.
Yeah, I think it was a bummer to hear that he kind of had his eyes elsewhere for two seasons. Like, it doesn't, like, he put in Jesse Winker as a fuck you to somebody. There's no way.
Do you think that it was like the hater trade, and then he's like, fuck this, I'm done. I'm going to start looking or thinking.
I wish he would be a little more, like, clear. He was asked money. He was asked questions about money and the payroll, but he wouldn't straight go into it. He says, well, there's different things for sure. Like, you left there because you were tired of being hamstrung because you thought your players sucked. It's not a new challenge. There's no, if anything, it's an easier challenge.
Yeah.
It's easier to manage all these free agents you're going to get than it is a bunch of like Jed Yurkos. Okay. So he clearly was just like, we're not going to win this way. It sucks. I have to bat Luke Voit. You know, he wants something else.
More pressure in Chicago though.
Yeah. But I don't think presenting it as a challenge is the right way to go. It's just, I really can't believe how many people that I see in the mentions, Cubs fans or otherwise, and Cubs fans, Rami, but Cubs fans, again, Cubs fans, this doesn't concern you, so go away. How does it not? We're having our problem at home. Let us do that. And then the other thing is Brewers fans that are saying, like, if you don't understand why someone's mad about Craig Counsell, then you don't understand enough to have an opinion about Craig Counsell. He betrayed the Brewers. He betrayed the fans. More 100%. Importantly, that's why people are mad.
100% agree.
What'd you think of the Packers?
You know, I was kind of giving Q some shit for them losing with gusto. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's like real that a team can intentionally do that, but the Packers lost with gusto on Sunday, I thought.
You know what? Strangely enough, here's your guy, Q.
What's up, Q? What's up?
The inventor of lose with gusto.
I don't think I invented it, but I did reinvigorate it on this show.
They lost. There were things to feel good about, I think, with Love and Reed. There were still things to shit on with Joe Barry's awful defense and Matt LaFleur continuing to stick up for him. And Josiah DeGuara sucking.
He's got to be cut.
But they lost with gusto. They exactly did. Now, I was rooting for them to win, of course.
Same.
Yeah.
But they lost with gusto.
So here's the trick to cheering for a team when you're cheering for losing with gusto. You just cheer for offense. And then on defense, you just like go do something else and hope that the other team scores. So that's the trick.
So you don't even watch Bart. Defense?
I mean, Bart. I do, but I'll like go do dishes or something.
So you were obviously there. Was Rashawn Gary there at the game?
Now, I'm not going to be that good at analyzing this game until I watch it again. Nothing happened. I gotta reconsider some shit is what I'm saying.
Wow.
Are you still drunk right now?
That's the first step.
Am I still drunk? I don't think so.
Just extremely hungover?
Very tired, very worn out.
Yeah. So how's the atmosphere there? What, a lot of Packer fans, or kind of give us the breakdown?
Yeah, there were enough where, I mean, it was never any threat of taking over a stadium. I think what was interesting was we go to a lot of these games and it's a lot of like either, oh, you guys come here. Do you do that? Like people that are wondering, or fan bases that are fucking really mean. I thought the Patriots were like the nicest fans ever until they thought they might lose to us. This was Matt Flynn in 2010. Then they were huge assholes. The Steelers fans, it was like we weren't even there. It was like they didn't. Whatever. Nobody was throwing out insults. Nobody was. It's like we don't think about you at all, kind of thing. They did not give a fuck. there was a way enough of them that they weren't having black tickets, yellow tickets, you know, kind of arguments afterwards, green tickets, gold tickets, pack. They weren't doing any of that. It's just they didn't care that we were there. And they got a win, so whatever. But, yeah, from what I experienced, they did not give a shit that we were there.
I mean, they were probably pissed that it was so close. Like, I can't imagine any Steelers fan was happy with that win.
No, are you kidding me? They Packers outgained them. They got to be taking the win with the tail between their legs.
The Steelers are loving what's happening. I didn't bring it down, but prop comedy, I did buy a terrible towel. I thought I had to.
You have to buy those?
Oh, yeah. You don't give them out.
They just give them away at Lambeau.
Well, but also the terrible towel is of really nice quality.
And it gets passed down. Family. It's a family heirloom kind of.
Yeah, like I might put it out as a wash rag. The ones the Packers giving away aren't even good for like a garage rag when you are doing an oil change.
You do a lot of oil changes?
Never done one in my life, but I'm sure someone out there has and was like, "Hey, he's right." That's what I was going for.
Nice.
Pat Murphy thoughts. Cone, Q, anyone?
I like it.
I mean,
who cares?
If managers don't make a difference.
Your boy John Boy today was saying that the Brewers should just go without a manager this year.
Yeah, I did like that take from John Boy. I did like that. See, I think maybe John Boy is a person I'm fine with. I don't like the media empire that just aggregates tweets. Well, I just don't like the tweet aggregation.
Or X, that's all of X.
As someone who got aggregated very hard last week.
Your zeets have been popping off, though.
I know. And I'm making no money.
Q's verified. You got to get verified too, Bart.
Q got bullied into hiding his check mark.
Yeah.
Why'd you get verified?
What?
Why'd you do it?
Because like $11 a month, who gives a shit? And you can like edit your tweets after the fact then. So.
Q, just delete them and repost them.
I don't know.
All right. $11 to edit a tweet. Wow.
I mean, you spend more on a cheeseburger these days without fries.
And wear the check mark proudly.
Yeah, then you got to wear it proudly.
I don't know. I mean, you guys give me so much shit, I just hit it. So now you don't know. Am I paying or not? It's between me and Elon.
Oh. Jake,
are we going to talk some Bucks?
Yeah, we can.
I'm going to hop off for Bucks talk. I didn't watch, so.
Okay.
Peace out. Cone.
Go Pack, go. See you, Q. Bye,
Busto.
Jake is here by Cone. It says, Jake is on Android Chrome, which has a bug that causes echo. Google is working to fix it. For now, please ask your guests to wear headphones to avoid echo or use a different browser. We've informed your guest. Is that true? See?
Yeah, there's the echo. I hear it.
Yeah, Jake, this ain't going to work.
No, yeah, I'm going to log off if there's echo.
Oh, he's got the tank emoji.
And we don't even hear you. We didn't even hear you.
You're very quiet.
How many times have you been on this show and you can't figure it out?
He must have got a new phone. I like that he had the Packers tank emoji. I need to start using that myself.
You and Jake can celebrate the tank. All right, you can do a couple minutes on the Bucks here, Q. Did you go to the game?
I was at the game. Pretty lackluster crowd for a Bulls-Bucks game. Usually the Bulls fans are pretty rowdy. Tonight they were anything but rowdy. Even when they started coming back into the game, they didn't do their normal Bulls fan asshole.
They weren't
stuff.
Cocking off about Council or nothing.
No, I didn't hear anyone bring up Council. I didn't hear Council.
Because they don't give
today,
a shit.
So.
They only talk about it when they know it's gonna bug. That they don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, I think we should just set it down because they're gonna keep bringing it up if they know it bothers us. So
well, I just don't understand how. No one understands. Like
I get it, but I also think like it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. So it's kind of like it in school, if somebody calls you something and you fight it, they just keep doing it over and over again. But if you just roll with it, then they never say it again. So
what,
so big things from tonight's game. Andre Jackson had 13 unbelievable points. I think he might have had one foul.
Did Henning block you?
No.
Why is he trying to, Paul Henning, save our Bucks guy. Why is he trying to get Terry Stotts as the coach?
I mean, tonight, if the Bucks would have lost to the Bulls, he might have been onto something.
I still would have argued against it, because that it's just common sense not to fire a guy 10 games into a season. This isn't fucking hockey. Hockey makes no sense.
And I'm still gonna be a grift defender, and I agree it's way too early. I think it's just a very frustrating brand of basketball. When we were used to just steamrolling teams every October, November, December, we wouldn't lose 10 games through the first 60 games.
All I care about, dude, is April, May, and June.
I mean, I agree, but we were 6-4 coming into tonight's game, and the Bulls are like the laughing stock of the league, and they were 4-6.
So remember the year that the Brewers fired Ned Yost with 12 games left?
Yeah.
For Dale Swaim, because it was getting so bad. Like, if Adrian Griffin is not going to make a full season, the firing time would be March, where you've had enough time to figure it out. You promote Prunty, let him do whatever the fuck he wants, and then that's your team. Maybe it's different, basketball and baseball. I don't know. Griffin, it's just unbelievable to me how angry people get about things they don't like with the Bucks. Like, even tonight, it was, hey, this is a great first quarter, 35 points. And it's, oh, fuck, we're going to lose the Bulls. Adrian Griffin needs to get fired. Then they do good. Everyone's quiet again. Then they give out, Bulls come back. Then they're all pissed again. Like, just relax, man.
I mean, so the reason that I think Bucks Twitter is upset with Adrian Griffin. So I'm not going to bring it up again, but this state has a bad history with certain things. And that's exactly why there's no patience for him.
Well, I hope that's not true, because that's some bullshit.
I mean, we'll see. But I think more good stuff from tonight. Marjan knocking down open threes. We are going to have a big, I guess you didn't bring up Jay Crowder being out for 8 weeks. He had surgery on his groin.
Yeah, that sucks.
But he was, he probably has hit the most threes out of anybody on the team so far this year. I know he had a high shooting percentage, but there's going to be a big gap for somebody hitting open threes. It would be awesome if Marjan and Andre Jackson Jr. could get that. Happy birthday, Andre. It's his birthday.
Yeah, and he got his UConn ring.
Got his UConn rings. There was two in the box. I don't know what that's about, but he had two in there. So, but I'm still a little bit worried about Brooke. His plus minus, I think he was minus 10 today, the worst on the team. And he does not look good on defense.
How can any of this Adrian Griffin stuff be judged when Dame's hitting 29% from three, which is 9% lower than his career average? Just let Dame get his legs under him, and then we'll talk about it.
I think if I'm going to put my be frustrated with Griff hat on, it's because we're not really running plays for Dame. There's a lot of other shooters that are getting open looks, and it seems like designed sets. And for Dame, it's just like they leave him out on an island and he's supposed to get his own shots, which isn't easy for anyone, especially I think most of his career has been manufactured looks when he was in Portland, and he's just not getting those right now.
Well, hey, fire Griffin, hire Terry Stotts. It's the answer.
I'm not there yet. It was nice to
I'll
see
never be
that,
there.
It was nice that Giannis brought it tonight. So he's been on a bit of a hot streak. Hit most of his free throws. I don't know. I don't have the box score in front of me.
He was like 8 of 14.
That's not bad for him.
Well,
so
hey, I'm gonna wrap up Bucks for the time being. Q, I'm gonna keep the train moving. We'll
yeah.
Talk.
All right.
I'm kicking you off.
Yeah, I'm not bringing the heat tonight, so I get it.
No, I want to keep things going.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk some more, Craig Council, everyone.
All right, Q.
Yeah.
Q. A couple more comments, because I got comments, voicemails. Brett and Tosa, I wish I cared who the Brewers hired. Council killed me. Fuck that guy. Incredible. Incredible. Garrett was one of the people that went to Tupelo Honey on Sunday. Food was very good. Even got his 20% off mentioning the show. Garrett, thank you for the support. And glad that we got you down there. Brock says, Council to Pat Murphy is quite the upgrade. Aaron says, would have been fine with Murphy if he had no ties to Council. Not sure if he is a spy for him or not. Matt says, why do you keep saying leave an example as if it's a phrase? You don't leave examples. I need like exact context with what you are picking on me for. The amount of like Matt, who I love. Matt doesn't just enjoy the show for the content. He proofreads every word I say. It is quite, if I could just leave an example for you, it is quite challenging sometimes. Jay Money says, Pat Murphy, wow, can't believe we're at this point. So just bouncing through comments, bouncing through. I got some more voicemails. I haven't even played any Carl's Place voicemails. But I got Tack sitting here, and I want to get to him, my good buddy Tack. How you doing, friend?
I'm fine. What do MLB managers do anyways?
They pull pitchers too early.
It's pitcher management. That's it.
And they have to talk to the media 4 to 5 times a day.
Yeah, but whatever. It's all pitcher management. That's the only thing a manager does. It's a, now that like the DH is a you know, league-wide thing, it's done. There's nothing exciting about managers anymore.
They set the box score or the lineup. They set the lineup.
Do they write it in that like really cool lettering?
No, they actually have a guy who does that for them.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, so that's worth $8 million a year, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So any more thoughts on Council or Pat Murphy?
Yeah, I have thoughts on Council. I think you are being a big bitch about it. Like, wow. About him leaving? Like, what do you – like, he's going to have an opportunity to manage a team that has good players all around. Like, they're willing to invest in a team. Like, I don't know why you're against that.
I'm against that because Council lied to me.
What do you mean? Like, because he said he was like a Brewer through and through or whatever.
Yeah, he said, good times, hard times, I'm with you always.
So are you not going to take a raise like that, that he would have got? He would have got $5 million. What, 5.5? Would you not take another?
It's not about me. It's not about me.
It's not. It's not. I'm just asking if you were in his position and you were to get $5.5 million or you were to get $8 million, would you be like, nope, I have loyalty to my company?
Well, what if I left and all of a sudden started doing Chicago sports podcast? You want to make it a real world comparison? What if I did that?
I would still listen to you because I feel like you would drag Chicago.
Nope. No, I don't drag Chicago. I like Chicago now. I've always admired their history.
Oh, like their sports history?
That's what I would say, yeah.
Well, good. I mean,
and I'd be a real Chicago guy, and I'd shit on Wisconsin every chance I got.
I would call it all the time then, more than I do now.
I would pretend like you didn't exist, just like Council did to all of us.
And you know what? I'd be up with it, because you are fucking Mr. Bart Winkler up at the top, and I'm just down here, just as Craig Council is, and you are.
I don't fucking know if that's true. I'm going to get Miller Park Minute in here.
Oh, another Fond du Lac native?
Why do we always end up in the same rooms? Hold on, I got turned on the football game so Bart doesn't get copyrighted here.
A lot of people are shitting on me also in the YouTube comments on the Dan Shinney YouTube stream for drinking Mountain Dew, especially this late at night, and in a plastic bottle. I will say that caffeine does not affect me anymore in my life. Mm-hmm. Also, it tastes just fine. Also, I mean, it's either this or an alcoholic beverage. Well, what about water? I got some water right here too, okay? And plastic.
What's your favorite soda delivery method? Be it can, glass bottle, plastic bottle, fountain?
I'm actually kind of out on can. I like bottle.
Oh, my. Plastic bottle is what you like?
Yeah, I like bottle, and I like, I'm talking like Trump, and I like fountain cup.
That's, I'll give you a fountain. I'll give you fountain, but like to like bottle over can is unhinged.
Miller Park, your thoughts on Council and Murphy, and then I'm gonna go five wide here, but I want to get your thought.
You know, okay, Council, big money. I think you were just saying that, Tech. You know, would you take the raise? Yes, I would in a heartbeat if it meant going to Chicago. I think that's the thing that. That gets me the most about this is everyone's like, oh, I would never. You would go to a different company if they offered you $2 million more. You go to a company if they offered you $5 more.
That doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
These are unbelievably outrageous, like, comparisons. Let me get back to this one. What did this guy say? Your boss says, you get a bunch of 18-year-olds with no experience, and they pay you half of what a company who has better equipment and better coworkers. Once you go to that job, while the boss makes bank off you, what kind of fucking world does that exist in? This is not how the real world works.
Okay, let's put it into real-world perspective. Let's say you make $50,000 at your current job. You were to make $75,000 at this next job. Would you not take the $75,000?
That's so micro. You're also talking about, well, what if at your $50,000 job, you were the figurehead for a fucking sports team, which has the most irrational reactions to anybody? Like, it's like, we're sports fans. And again, we are sports fans. We have decided that in the real world, there is so much shit going on, and it's too hard for our brains to process. So what we do is we take that emotion, anger, excitement, and joy, and we divert it into other things that do not matter, that don't matter, but we make them matter. And that's where our passion goes. So, of course, we're crazy about it because that's the only way that there is to do it. So it's just not comparable.
Let me pose it to you this way. If tomorrow you switched your show to a 100% Chicago sports podcast and it was paying you $200,000 a year,
all you fuckers would hate the shit out of me.
Yeah, but you'd have new fans that would funnel your money and
buy
thousands
of dollars. Why would I ever betray the people that I am a part of? Council, when I'm like on the radio and talking, I am everyone. We're all in this together. And Council sold that to us the same way that it's not the same.
You're too loyal. Then you're too loyal.
Well, I'm gonna expand to go five wide here. Hot Tank also, Jake Bart, is going to try again.
Real quick, Bart, you are not okay. You need to seek help, I think.
All right. I'm just going to brush by that one. And Tony in Texas.
Hey, Bart, you are fine. Tack, hack, whatever your name is. And who is this guy? Miller Park. Who are you?
Miller Park Minute. He's not all the time.
Miller Park Bathroom, whoever you are. You know, Bart, those shirts, the Milwaukee versus the world. It's us versus them, Bart. Milwaukee. We are Milwaukee. They are the world. They are the world. We are Milwaukee. You guys don't get it, man. Where's the loyalty? Where's the loyalty? For a little bit of extra bread? Really?
Where's the loyalty?
You don't bring that money to the grave, Bart, do you? I mean, what are you going to do?
Up his family. He's taking into account like the rest of his life and the rest of his kids' life.
Let's don't get it. Okay, let's talk about the move that they made post-council. Oh, wait. They're going to bring in Pat Murphy. There's plenty of other available. Joe Madden has a desire to manage.
Yeah, again. I want a Madden or Ross. I want fucking Ryan Sandberg or Andre Dawson.
Get somebody fired up that's not a team guy already. Change the atmosphere. If you're going to change this team, change the Milwaukee Brewers, you need to go all in on making that change. Trade Burns, trade Adamas, trade... Well, you can't really trade Woodruff, but if you're going to do it, buy in, trade everybody, and go all in. But they're not doing that. They're going to give it half-assed excuse. Well, yeah, we're making changes because of council saying no to us. No, this was the plan the whole time. You're just finding a new way to spin it to us.
Jake.
Okay. First things first, Bart, you are 100% right. Fuck Craig Council.
We haven't agreed. We haven't agreed on anything since Labor Day.
I know, this is crazy. First things first, you can't, again, the comparison, like say, oh, let's compare Bart to a guy that's making $8 million. It's so stupid. It's not even worth listening to. And honestly, I would have so much respect for Craig Council if he would have gotten onto that podium today and been like, they offered me so much money, I couldn't turn it down. That's literally all he would have to say, and he'd have my respect. You can't go back and say, oh, this is my dream job and all the history. Fuck you. That's bullshit. Don't try to play. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You're full of shit. You took the money and ran. Good for you. But don't bullshit us. We're not stupid.
It is bullshit. Of course it's bullshit. But that's what people say these days. They just bullshit.
Hey, Tack, you're the same guy that thinks a manager means nothing. Bruce Bochy goes to the Rangers, wins the World Series. Dusty Baker goes to the Astros, wins the World Series. Is that just coincidence, Tack?
No, you're right. You're right. There are
a few managers. Of course I'm fucking right. Get the hell out of here, Tack. Jesus.
All right. There are a few managers that can be.
A few managers. Now there's managers that make a difference. Okay.
I'm not with you on that one, Tony. I disagree.
There's a few managers that make a difference now.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I think it's more clubhouse. It's not like game time. It's not like in-game decisions. There's no more decisions.
They don't put the lineup out there?
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Setting a lineup like you and I, you could set a lineup.
Of course I could.
Yes, of course you could. Exactly. And so we're all qualified the same.
Then why the hell is Jesse Winker playing in the playoffs?
Here, I want to counteract something. Sonny Verma says, for $1 million, Bart would become a Cubs fan and turn his show into the Bart Winkler Cubs Hour. Just like Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach, was talking today about how I got everything I need here. I got the resources. Everything's fine. You guys talk about it. I would not. I'm fucking telling you.
Yes.
I would not do a Cubs podcast for $1 million.
Dude,
I would not do it.
Can I say something? I think, Bart, you 100% would, but I do think that you would have the guts and the stones to be like, guys, I'm doing this for the money.
No, I wouldn't even do that because I couldn't do the job right. I wouldn't give a shit if they won or lost.
Yeah, they got you confused with Horvat, Bart.
I need to care. And you can't, like, oh, for $1 million. Like, there's a lot of, think of the grossest thing you can think of. I would do that for $1 million. I would do a lot of things for a lot less. but I would not. That goes against everything that I am.
Bullshit, dude. If there was a contract in front of you, you would sign it. Like, you wouldn't do that for your family, Bart. Your family.
Like, if it was like, oh, it's a national show. Okay, well, national. Okay, that's one thing. To be a Cubs, 100% Cubs fan. Like, no. No.
You got no passion for it.
Yeah. I mean, I would not do it. There's no way.
I don't have passion for my job, and I do it.
I would like to add something to the Tack Tony debate here. And I guess I'm more on Tack side in this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't even watch baseball, Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, you're either in the way for watching hoops.
Well, and a lot of this stems from my time working for the Brewers. And I mentioned this before. The times that I saw working in the visitors clubhouse, the manager and or the coaches actually address and talk to the team, I could probably count on one hand. Like, there is just so little relationship between the manager and the players from what I saw on a day-to-day basis. And this is like from when they arrive in the clubhouse all the way through the end of the game. It's just, it's not there. So I'm on record as saying, I think the difference between the greatest manager of all time and a pretty good manager is so minuscule, but maybe there's a case where if you're really bad at it, it definitely sticks out.
Well, I mean, Jake, to counter your point, is Matt LaFleur addressing the defense or the special teams? No.
Different sport, way different.
I mean, I'm just saying he's not addressing those players.
Now, MC Lee says, to go back to my turning down of $1 million, which is very noble, he says, in the scenario, it would have to be like Bart would be also offered $500,000 to do the Brewers. So it's not like I'm giving away my 18, you know, whatever cent job I'm doing with this. I would take $500,000 at the Brewers over $1 million with the Cubs any day. Sonny says, I am a Cubs fan who stumbled on this feed and in straight up hate watching, enjoying the show. Fellas, thank you for admitting. That's all I asked for, is just admit your intentions. And so we are happy to have you, I suppose. I'm bringing in, we're going 7 wide. Woo. Which I got a lot of feedback last week that people don't like when I go 7 wide. So 50 minutes in, you can say bye now. Cameron's here. And not Matt from the Falls is here as part of our 7 wide.
Welcome, boys.
Hello. All right, I got Tack, Miller Park Minute, Hot Tank Jake, Tony from Texas, Cameron, and not Matt from the Falls. Cameron, you wanted that link badly. What's on your chest?
I figured we were talking Bucks. That's why the first thing I said was the link, but we're talking Brewers, which isn't
we're talking game, anything. So. We're talking right. Anything.
Okay. Game was
unless
fun.
You
I was
want
there.
Adrian Griffin fired, get the hell out of here.
No, it's what, 9 games in, 10 games in? No, not thank even. You. No, I'm a realist. I like, you got to give them at least like minimum, like half the season. If we're like bottom of the cellar, maybe you switch something up. But like, no, right now it's, you keep them in.
Keep okay. Them in. Well, what's your Brewers?
I saw driving home looking through the old Twitter that we are picking Pat Murphy as our head coach or manager.
I think we wanted to put as little effort into a search as possible.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like I don't mind it. It's a clubhouse guy. He's been with us for, what, 8 years since we signed Council, correct, if I'm not mistaken. He knows the players. Hopefully he can make us hit because that's kind of the biggest issue is hitting. I don't mind it. I would have liked at least a more wider search, but it's all right for our team, I guess.
How about you, not Matt in the Falls, enjoying a dip?
Yeah, always. Looks like Corvat's going to be right on this Denver call, huh?
Oh, is Denver going to win?
They're not going to win, but they'll cover. It's 21-22.
What quarter?
Fourth. There's only a couple seconds left.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, Denver doesn't look too bad lately, but Bills are going to sneak out a win, huh?
How about that Claymore kick to Jey Uso, huh?
What's that? I didn't watch Raw tonight, so.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
I'm sorry.
I did wear my John Cena shirt for Paul Emig here.
Good. not Matt. Did you just want to talk about the Broncos or what?
Oh no, I got in late. I was checking on the council. Well, the Brewer signing too. I didn't know about that.
Anywhere you want to go. Packers, Jordan Love's good. Bucks, don't fire the coach. And Brewers, we suck.
Yeah, the Brewers are terrible. I am the one you don't like because I don't like Jordan Love, and I say we go to the backup, but that's me.
You want Sean Clifford.
I do. I know you hate that.
You know what, though?
Want him.
I would say that.
Jake's mad.
No. I'm not cutting him yet. Yeah.
No, hold on. Let me show you, bud. I got something for you. Hold on.
This never ends well.
It's a Gary Wolfel Packers take if I've ever heard one.
I'll do it real quick for you.
I don't like where this is going.
I don't either.
You bought
a
shirt. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's gross.
That was
he got up. He's going to go hop in his tank real quick.
Had to get it, bud. I know you hate it, but.
In white, why?
Can I ask why? Why?
Honestly, I bought it at the beginning of the season for the fantasy football draft because everybody was all over Jordan Love's nuts, and I'm like, I think Clifford's better.
I as bad as that take is.
Oh, it's so bad.
No offense.
Oh, it's fine. No offense taken. I know it's a bad take, but
it is better than fire Adrian Griffin for Terry Stott.
I agree with that.
It is better than that.
Can I bring something up about Adrian Griffin, though?
About Griffin?
Yeah. This is just a case of, like, wrong, maybe right guy, wrong time, or right guy, wrong time. I don't know what you want to call it.
Oh, what are we doing now?
Oh,
now that's a bad.
That's worse than mine.
Thank you.
Miller Park Minute puts on his Rodgers Jets jersey.
Why would
Adrian Griffin, right guy, wrong time, or vice versa? Like, Giannis liked him. We passed on Nick Nurse for this guy. But here's the bottom line. Giannis, you signed on the dotted line. We got you, bitch. So, like, tough shit. When you know, you know. So when people are like, hey, you got to give them X amount of games, they are built to win titles now. They do not have the luxury of waiting around for a rookie head coach to develop. So from what I've seen, maybe I'm not quite there, but I can very easily see this going to the point of, guys, do we want to lose this season? Like, are we just throwing this season away because we're waiting for this guy to figure it out? Do you want to do that? I'm not sure that I can just watch the Bucks kick away a potential title team.
We have some breaking Brewers news.
Mark sold the team. Let's go.
Adam McKelvey, a source confirmed to MLB.com's report that the Brewers are finalizing plans to promote Pat Murphy. It's expected they will name former infielder Ricky Weeks to fill Murphy's former spot on the staff. Ricky Weeks will be the Brewers bench coach.
We got two people rubbing their heads.
Better not be the fielding coach.
Guys, if managers don't do nothing, what do bench coaches do?
Nothing. Okay? That I can confirm that. You know what? In my time, again, I don't want to harp on this too much. The assistant coaches had their own locker room. They would sit in there and drink beer all day. And then they would like go and like walk and like talk shit to each other during batting practice. And then they would go back in their locker room, have a few more beers, and then go out onto the field. That's literally what the assistants did.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing what you're saying, Jake, but they do go over scouting reports, game plans, video, how to pitch to certain guys.
Just from my experience, that's what I've seen.
They don't pay them for nothing, though. They're clearly doing something.
Yeah, they're hanging out. They're playing poker with the manager. Like, yeah, for sure.
I can't wait for him to leave in 9 years to go to the Cardinals and everyone bitching about it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, speaking of coaches.
Wait, nope. How about Craig Thompson.
What's up, Bart? Hey, first of all, did you catch that cat that shit in your mouth on Sunday morning? Because you still look like you're hungover. Like, you had to woke up Sunday morning and felt like something shit. Like, there's no way you woke up Sunday and was like, oh, I think.
Where, in a picture I took?
No, I'm just saying, just the way you look right now, is like, I can tell that you.
Right now?
That you were.
You know, maybe this is a bad thing. I was going to say Bart looks normal like he always does. Yeah. So that's not good.
No, I can tell that he just came off of like a 48-hour bender.
Yeah, so it was 60. Quite
48-hour benders. I know where you are right now.
Let me just tell you that over the course of 2 days, I took 3 naps. Oh, you know what I did, guys? I was the guy who had to go to the hotel to pass out. Okay, I was that guy. But then I came back out and rallied. Okay. But then I rallied to the point where I did karaoke.
Oh.
What song?
What song?
Yeah, this is kind of important.
Can you take me higher?
Yeah.
Nothing better than Creed.
I think this is bullshit. So I do Creed. And then these 4 guys like get on stage with me. Like they're part of it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing up here? I waited an hour to sing this. I'm singing. So I kick them off. And then this one girl's like, I was just engaged. Can I come up on stage? I'm like, okay, where's your... But then she's on stage. And then I was like 10 minutes later off stage. I go to her and go, hey, congratulations. She looks at me like I'm trying to fuck her. You were just on stage with me. The fuck, man. And then there was this one guy who was a country, like he did a country song, and you're like, holy shit. Like sometimes you go karaoke and like they're good. Like this guy's fucking good. And then he went up there 2 more times. Like, okay, you didn't get signed a contract the first time. It's karaoke. Get out of here. Fucking bitch.
Yeah, I can tell you from my bartending days, we would have karaoke, and there was a select group of people that like that was their thing. They would come to the bar every week. One guy would and then he would sing the same 2 songs that he sings every single week, and he'd be like, all right, see you next week.
Consistency.
There's somebody, Jerry asked if
Jerry asked if anyone
recorded me singing. When I got up on stage, like 3 of my friends rushed to bootleg copy record. So I'll find some of it maybe.
Hey Bart, I got a
copy. When do we get the video?
Jake,
I don't know.
Jake, you're the same guy that comes on this show and says the same shit every week too. Come on.
Not bad.
All right.
All right. Craig, did you have more than just ripping on my face?
No. Oh no. No, I was just letting you know that I know how you're feeling.
Best guess ever.
But I was gonna weigh in a little bit on the Craig Council thing. The thing that pisses me off the most about that is like I came to terms that he was gonna leave. I came to terms that he might, you know, I got a really good friend of mine who's a lifelong Mets fan. I came to terms that he might be able to win. Then he turns around and he goes to the fucking Cubs. And worse yet, like there's no sacrifice for him. He still gets to live. He still gets to drive an hour and a half. His family doesn't get to move. He doesn't have any of those problems. And then he's going to be sitting on a buttload of money. And more than likely, he's going to, you know.
Well, go boo his ass when he comes into town. Boo him.
I'll be there.
He pretends to, I don't know.
I'm old enough not to. I shouldn't be fucking duped. I should be old enough to realize when these guys say that shit, it's just a crack of shit. But there was something about Council that just kind of made me believe that, yeah, maybe he would stay and do something, and then he turns around.
Or even just say like, "I'm sorry. I know this hurts, but sometimes in life, like I just acknowledge what you did. Don't be like, oh, I can't believe everyone like cared. You fucking made us care, man."
He knows what the rivalry meant too. That's the shitty part. Like what? Right.
I mean, I understand.
He's acting like he went to the White Sox. No, he went to the fucking Cubs.
Maybe 30 years ago going to the White Sox, sure, but no.
They better not put him on that fucking Walk of Fame, whatever they got out there.
I think he's already out there.
Take him down.
Yeah, we got to take him down.
Watch.
I think he's out there because of 1,000 plate appearances, I believe.
Legacy means something, man. Legacy means something.
The credentials for being on the Walk of Fame is really easy.
Take it.
I wanted to talk a little bit about LaFleur if we could, but before we do that, Q made a good point. Tony, I want your thoughts on Adrian Griffin. Since you have the coaching pedigree.
I didn't want to hire Adrian Griffin. You know that. I wanted Nick Nurse. That's who I would have hired. They gave Giannis too much power. They hired Adrian Griffin. He's the coach. You got to give him at least 40 games. You got to at least prove himself. You got to give him at least 40 games. I wouldn't have hired him, though. This is a team that's ready to win now. Now I'm hearing the roster isn't good enough. So what is it? The roster's not good? Or the team's, you know, the player? What's going on? Is it the players? Is it the coach? I mean, what's
perhaps the roster doesn't fit the scheme. No. Well,
yeah, that's another thing. And I was going to say something to Q about this, but really, why is he saying that a reason why Bucks fans don't like Adrian Griffin because of we know what he's referring to? That's just, I mean, look at Shaka Smart. Shaka Smart is winning.
Well, that's a bummer.
Shaka Smart is winning. People love Marquette basketball now. They're not trying to run Shaka Smart out of town. So I don't know where Q's
going. The Griffin shit is a little weird.
I agree.
10 games in.
No, I agree. Really, yeah, Bart, you're right. They got to give the guy a chance. They got to give the guy a chance. He's there. You can't just fire him. Bringing back Terry Stotts is asinine. I don't like Paul Henning either. I don't get that guy. And why is he Mr. Bucks Fan USA, by the way? I don't get that.
He saved the team.
Him and Lazary. Lazary built Pfizer. Henning saved Bucks.
Save the Bucks, man. Save the team.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I wouldn't fire Griffin yet. I wouldn't do that. Let him at least have half a year.
Too early for that. Yeah, you got to give him a chance.
Here's my analogy for that. So, like, if I tried a food and it gave me diarrhea, and then I had it three more times and it gave me diarrhea three times, would I be like, I should probably have at least 37 more helpings of this to see if it still gives me diarrhea, just to be sure?
Yeah, your stomach's got to work through the
drop cover. Build up the immunity.
All the immortal words of President Bush.
Also, on Paul Henning, he's a good guy. I know him personally. The whole Save Our Bucks thing happened, and then I think he got a little cushy with the owners. They gave him some comps, and all of a sudden, he's really kind of loving everything they do, but that's just my opinion.
Paul Henning's making me like Nathan Marzion now, Jake.
Ooh, that's a bridge too far, my friend.
Yeah, well,
these Wisconsin sports fans that are also Cubs fans, all of you can get the fuck out of here. Every last one of you motherfuckers. Sorry.
Yeah, and
sorry, Dan Cheney's kids.
You know, was it Craig Thompson? What's your name there, bud? I think Bart's broadcast has been outstanding today. Honestly,
I'm not.
He never said it wasn't. He just said my face looks like a fucking wet potato.
Calm down, my friend.
You're in radio. Who gives a fuck?
I don't mind a little fun and ribbon from Craig.
Tony's in a mood. I can tell.
Well, Q got me pissed off.
I'm not throwing a stone at the glass house.
Why Q pissed you off?
All right. Order in the court. So, I am going to wrap up soon, play a voicemail or two. So if everyone wants to have their final piece, hot tank Jake about anything.
Sure. Matt LaFleur, you're a very, very arrogant man to get angry when somebody asks you about a schematic thing and you treat them like they're 3 years old, considering you're the coach of a fucking 3-win team. So get off your high horse and win some football games if you don't like the questions that you're being asked.
Love it. Hot tank Jake. Tony from Texas.
Hey, the Bucks, you know what? It's going to be a process. I'm not giving up on them yet. Brewers, you know, it is what it is. Council's a traitor. And as far as the Packers, they showed some good things. I think the receivers, there's something to build off. Jordan Love looks like a decent quarterback the last 2 weeks. The next 8-9 weeks are going to be interesting. And looking forward to see how that falls out.
Cameron.
Go Bucks. That's simple as that. I'm ride or die with my team, regardless of what happens. Go Brewers, even though they make me mad on a daily basis. And I think the women's coach that the U.S. women's team just hired is gonna get the U.S. women's back to the top. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
I wish I cared about that team more.
I was just gonna say I wish I knew more.
Not Matt really Paul. Sean Clifford fan. What do you got?
Bye, guys.
Oh, easy now. Brewers, who knows what's going to happen. They got good players. We'll see what the coach does. But Packers, Clifford all the way.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Packers, I want them to lose out too. I know you hate that take too. Bucks, they'll be all right. They just need some time to figure it out.
Well, at least we agree on that one.
Yeah, they just need time. They'll get it figured out.
Hey, Matt, hey, not Matt from the Falls. Are you a writer with the Onion?
Oh, easy now, easy.
Oh, Onion game.
I thought I liked you for a minute. Now you're rubbing me the wrong way.
Okay.
Craig, what do you got?
Well, I just want to actually, I want to ask a question to every Packer fan who wants to see us tank down to get into the top 10, top 5 picks. Do you guys really trust Goody enough to make that pick right?
I mean, well, I've
had a lot of time lately because I'm recovering from some stuff and I've been looking. And when you look at the past 4 drafts, every time, like,
well,
stretching, like we just, I don't know. He doesn't like. He doesn't seem to draft. I don't know. I'm not impressed with his drafts. I think he reaches, and I think if we had a top 4 pick, and whatever, I think that he would just blow it and would reach. We'd get like a running back.
Like, so are you on the fire Goody like train?
Harrison Jr. sitting there. We've got the 4th pick, and all of a sudden he goes and he picks like
running
back out of Iowa. I just don't trust him, and I think that. And I don't think, like, the loss yesterday was easier for me to take because at least we looked good. I mean, at least we looked better. Like, we were improving.
Tanking with gusto.
I will take those losses if we look like we're improving.
Name me one GM that you trust to make that pick. Who do you trust? Name me a GM. You can't. You only have one GM. So you don't
like. Are you on the fire Goody train or what?
No, all I'm asking is like.
Who do you trust?
Tony, what are you?
Tony's hot tonight. Tony's hot tonight.
I thought I was fired up. Tony's like, Jesus.
I mean, who do you trust to make that pick? John Lynch?
Tony is shouting his question.
Oh, don't even start with Lynch.
No, but all I'm saying is that we that 2020 draft when we drafted Love. Moving up screwed that whole draft up. He reached on everything. The Gura and it's just ridiculous.
And the smile on his face when they drafted Love.
Yeah, and I'm like, listen, I don't. And Love looks good. Like he's a work in progress. I think he's going to be all right. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
There's some good pieces they've gotten there.
Every time I see DeGuerre out on the field, I'm like, no, there was an awesome – that guy, he's a football player. And every time I see Thunder Thighs grab the ball and run 2 feet and fall forward, I'm like, wow, that's an awesome draft pick. I am so glad we got him. So, yeah, I mean, I'm impressed with those drafts. So that's all I got to say. Think about it. Look around.
Next time I take a vacation, Craig's hosting the show for a Packer post game.
All right.
I would love to. It would be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I'm going to say bye to all 3 of you now.
All right.
I just got a couple of voicemails I want to play, and then I need some beauty sleep.
All right.
For Craig.
All right, Bart. Thanks, bud.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
See you, not Matt. See you, Tony. Good to have you guys around. Do want to remind you about Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp. Want to remind you about Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off every order. I will still, even though I am worn out, I will still take a CBD CBN. Take one of those gummies. Do help me sleep. The Delta 8s, Delta 9s. A lot of good stuff there for pets as well. It is very popular to try. And very popular to get a good deal. So you can do both. And again, they'll ship it to you discreetly. You can order this stuff with the promo code that works every single time. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off every order. A lot of orders last month. So appreciate you guys doing that. And again, if you go, stock up or, it's a good thing to, it's holiday time. It's holiday time. You want to enjoy Thanksgiving a little more? There you go. You want to give us a Christmas gift? Not a bad stocking stuffer. Not a bad stocking stuffer. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART. A couple of voicemails on the Carl's Place voicemail line. Whatever I don't get to, I can get to later this week. But this one's from Brett and Tosa. This was Friday after the Brewers news. Council was announced today, but this is Friday. Reacting to one of Craig's, Craig had a voicemail about Craig Council. Here's Brett and Tosa after that.
Hey, Bart, just had a comment after listening to Craig's voicemail on the Friday show here. He could have, I can't say it any better. It was awesome. He's a lot more calm and less swear words than I usually, my emotional self usually can provide. Like I said, I just completely agree. And I take in as much Brewers coverage as possible, and I love the game of baseball. I was trying to torture myself today, so I wanted to listen to 670 on Monday when the news broke. And I heard Danny Parkins talk about, you know, how his family, I guess, has a connection to Craig Council, and, you know, his belief that Council was frustrated that the Brewers couldn't spend more on it. It just frustrates me even more. You know, he's taken the easy way out. We all understand, or some of us understand, the economic structure of baseball. And is Mark Gattanasio perfect? Are the Brewers perfect? Absolutely not. Could they do things better? Could they spend a little bit more money? Probably. But he can't spend $175, $200 million a year. And what Craig Council is doing is he's signaling to an entire fan base that he acted like he cared about and acted like he was a Brewer. He's signaling that to that entire fan base, it can't be done here. And I agree with Craig. I love the Brewers, and I'm a diehard, and I'll probably be back on opening day, probably. But right now, all I'm trying to do is figure out a way how to quit the game of baseball. And my frustration is not with the Brewers, because it's just how the sport's set up. And I'm not a hateful person, but my hate for Craig Council for what he did, and I don't respect him. I do not respect him, and I'm devastated, and, you know, Brewer fans like myself and other people put in too much time and emotion to a game and to a sport where it's broken. And it's not Mark Gattanasio's fault. I know people don't want to hear that. But Craig Council, maybe was born a Brewer, but he also killed the Brewers. So that's all I got.
Ooh, that looks like 8 of 5 out of 10. Workshop that just a little bit. But there's something there. I like that, Brett and Tosa. I wanted to hear a quick one from Ed in Phoenix. Carl's Place voicemail, 402-915-BART. Carl's Place, carlevt.com/Bart, self-simulator.
Ed in Phoenix calling. Haven't called in a while. Listen every day, though. Here's an interesting thing to think about with Jordan Love and the Pack. While I'm not disappointed that they didn't win today, because, you know, every loss adds up to better draft pick, Josh Dobbs has been with the Vikings for less than 2 weeks and has 2 wins. Jordan Love has been with the Packers for 4 seasons and has 3 wins. What the hell? That's my comment of the day. Bye.
It does suck when you watch these other quarterbacks do well. But then again, like, Dobbs has been a 6-year – I don't know. The Vikings thing is weird. It's kind of bothering me because it's like an interesting story that – you don't want to root for him. You're not going to pay me $1 million to do a Vikings podcast, but it is an interesting story for sure. Stalas Tom says, Bud being fired was more detrimental to the Bucks than Council leaving the Brewers. I'm going to use that for with Grant and Paul. Bud being fired was more detrimental to the Bucks than Council leaving the Brewers. I don't know if they end up getting Dame. I don't know that they fire Bud. But I still think Bud needed to go. Which is, I'm not. But Council leaving the Brewers, okay, so I can understand the argument. Because, like, we're not mad. We're not mad about Council because we're going to suck now. We're mad that he fucking lied to us and is still pretending to lie. That's what we're mad about. Here is Matt in the Falls. We had not Matt in the Falls. Here's Matt in the Falls. I'll do two more and then I got to pass out.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Just some thoughts on today's game. I know you were there. Hope you enjoyed it, despite the loss. Judging by your ex, it seems like you didn't enjoy it, but oh well.
See, that's confusing that the website's called X. He meant Twitter, not like an ex-girlfriend. Confusing.
I think that Jordan Love he doesn't suck. He doesn't suck at all. If you think he sucks, you are a buffoon, because he just doesn't have the team around him. And yeah, he's missing some throws, but he's got drops. He's got near misses. He's got, you know, he's got some great throws in there too. And there's a good quarterback in there somewhere. I'm not saying he's a top, you know, 5, 10, 8, anything like that. But he's going to be above average if he isn't already. And, yeah, I think he's got the tools. He shows that he has it. And the team just sucks. The offensive line sucks. Our receivers are like a college all-star team. In both age and skill. And I'm just a little, I don't know, I'm optimistic about the future. Yeah, we're 3-6, but that's okay because we need draft picks, and we need to hit on a lot of them because, you know, we're paying Rashawn Gary $6,000 bazillion dollars a year. I know it's like $26 million, and I don't know. There's a signing bonus, so it's not that. I don't know. It's a lot of money. You cap experts can scoff at me, but I just know it's a lot of money when we need a lot of pieces. And we got to draft well. I don't have any faith in Gutekunst to do that, but who knows? Who knows, Bart?
Who knows indeed, Matt? Good stuff. Here's one from Dan. Dan.
Hey, Mark. It's Dan. Hope you're doing well. I just accidentally called a law office in Nebraska. Your number is not listed on your Twitter anymore, and I got to put it in my phone.
No, I'll put it back on the show account. 402-915-BART-2278. It is an Omaha number. I don't know why. Oh, shit. God, frick.
Terrible loss. I know that there was a lot of mistakes. I mean, the refs also blew the game for us.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked about that yet. That backwards pass. What the fuck? That was a backwards pass. And they looked at it. That's weird.
I tweeted out, okay, I was watching the game partly. I was, you know, I was studying. I'm in school yesterday. But I was, you know, watching the game here and there in the background, and I'll never forget. 1:15 left in the game, or in the first half, and Matt LaFleur chooses to call a screenplay and then a run play and just run out the clock. Two timeouts. You're down, I think they were down 4. I think, yeah, they scored 13 points in the first half. I think it was 17-13. And they decide to just run out the clock, whatever, act like, you know, just go into the second half down by 4. They could have gone down the field and at least scored a field goal. And that would have made a big difference at the end of the game there, where, you know, Jordan Love doesn't have to throw in the end zone and get it picked off and end the game. Could have easily had those 3 points at the end of the first half to be down by 1 and then kick a field goal to win the game. And this is all I'm out for. I can't believe that he's calling these plays like this. He has no, he just doesn't believe. He doesn't believe in Love. He doesn't believe in love. And love looked amazing yesterday. Amazing, despite some of those picks. Yes, those are some mistakes, and he'll learn. But he looked amazing. And Matt LaFleur, again, does not believe in him. And I am all with you that he needs to go. Joe Barry obviously needs to go. The defense was awful yesterday again. And, yeah, this is just – you see the blow up, the coaching. I think everybody else on this team, the players, are all great. Yeah, Christian Watson is not having a good year, but maybe he'll bounce back next year. You got the young – Jaden Reed is great. Musgrave is great. Aaron Jones is obviously Aaron Jones. He had a couple drops yesterday, but, no, he's reliable. A.J. Dillon's looking pretty good the last couple weeks. But why Matt LaFleur, you're not believing in him. You're not believing in the offense. And it's just crazy. We could be 4-5 right now.
Yeah, we could be 4-5 if only we were 4-5. Great call. Hot take Jake approves. That's right, man. That's right. LaFleur doesn't believe in love. I believe that. Yeah, which I don't know why. Because he's not Rodgers? Like, he's not as good as my last quarterback. Fuck you. You got... God, everything around here sucks right now. So, somebody said the Broncos were going to cover and not win. They won. I missed the end of that game, obviously, but just looking at what happened, it was a third down that they did not convert. Then there was a penalty, and then they kicked the field goal and missed. But then there was a too many men on the field penalty, and then they won again. So they kicked the field goal and won. So I'm doing a writer than you tomorrow, Tuesday. So 1250 the fan. That'll be a real juicy game to talk about. I didn't watch it, so I'll be a pretender. But the Bills. There's a few teams that are like very easy to talk about with how shitty they are. The Broncos, but now they're winning, and the Bills, very easy to talk about because they're a disaster and they're supposed to be really good and it is not going well for them. So thanks for being here tonight. I wish I could have got a Sunday one in. I was just in no shape. Craig's right. My face looks like, oh, God. Hey, every journey has to start somewhere, right? Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. And it's great to be here with you. Buy some Omaha steaks. Bart in the Search Bar.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.